today, for our live music segment, we have a member of the band Swiss Army. We'll talk a bit about the band. We'll talk about him. We'll also talk about his music, but we'll take a listen first. Here is Brandon Lehman.
Thanks. This song's called Shedding. Morning is alive when I wake, in waiting patiently for me to go. I'm following the lines the sun highlights that guides me home. I'm feeling short of breath when I speak, but I got a lot to say. Every time I write it down, the words go, the pictures stay. I saw it in a photograph once. It doesn't look the same. I felt the summer to winter change, no in between. Way under me, by now it's sinking in. To realize the best behind us is in the end. I'm looking forward to the next one, but our plans can be erased. 'Cause the moments worth embracing are the ones we can't create. Saw it in a photograph once, it doesn't look the same. I found the summer to winter change, no in between, no in between. The season is a time machine, and I don't wanna go. I found the summer to winter change, and nobody knows.
A nice song. That's Brian Lehman. Tell me a bit. You and I haven't had a chance to meet or talk much yet. Where are you from? How did you get here?
I'm from South Carolina originally. I moved here in high school. So I've been living kind of in the East End area of Pittsburgh since then, and playing music pretty much since I moved here.
And what brought you here?
My uncle is a musician here, and he's been in the scene for decades, and he teaches at Kappa, so I wanted to go to that school because I heard about it. I would always
visit Pittsburgh to see him, and I knew that he taught music, and I didn't really know really what that meant or what kids did at that school. I just knew I wanted to go because it sounded cool.
So you moved here to do that. I had no idea. So you went to Kappa.
Yeah.
And what happened after that?
So in Kappa, it was an incredible experience. I was just around the most talented people. I still play music with people I went to school with today. But after that, I started joined a couple bands and started writing music, and just played punk rock bands and played Motown and played weddings and did all pretty much the entire range of music that you could do, maybe short of like electronic music I had something to do with. So just stayed busy until I started writing my own songs and lyrics.
Just want to stay on Kappa for one second. Yeah. Who's your uncle? What's his name?
Carl Jackson.
Okay. He's my uncle. And then I'm just really going to take a shot in the dark here. Were you by any chance at Kappa at the same time as somebody named Leo Pellegrino?
Yes. Yeah. I played with Leo often. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I had a feeling that you might be around the same age. Have you followed his...
I have. He has been doing some really cool stuff.
Steve Pellegrino, his dad, who I've known for years, might be even listening. Well, he's in England, I think, right now.
Oh, nice.
Still. But Leo just played Royal Albert Hall.
I saw that.
And has been too many zoos. His saxophone
That's
has
so
just
cool.
been shredding it.
He's
just really taken off.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of... talent here in our area, and his dad's so proud of him
too. It's pretty amazing. I don't think like people outside of Pittsburgh know that these people are from Pittsburgh. Ariana Powell is playing guitar for Black Eyed Peas now, and she was on tour with Chris Brown and stuff, and she's from Pittsburgh. And I think people don't necessarily think that Pittsburgh is kind of a bed for talent like that, and it definitely is. It's cool.
We'll talk a little bit more. I'm eager to get to know you more, but why don't we have you do another song, Brandon?
Sure.
What would you like to do next?
Cool. I'll play a new song that's going to be on a full-length record coming out later. This song's called Black Cocoon. To the salt water to float my eyes like we used to, down the riverbed into the sea, cut the coastline aside. I'm an insect in the woods, in my petrified house, my roof frozen over it, time I made my way south. Time I made my way south. Time I made my way south. In my black cocoon, I'll see you soon. Don't rush that butterfly, she never had wings like you. Sting the air like a lightning bolt, a soft shiver slips into it. Set fire to all the canopy, we have to run now. A beautiful thing picks me up and tells me what I've been thinking. See all of that smoke down there, it can't touch us up here. It can't touch us up here. It can't touch us up here. In our black cocoon, I'll see you soon. Don't
Don't rush that butterfly, she never had wings like you. I'll make all the mistakes and sacrifice myself to the lake. This time I'll pry the earth's crust away until it starts to decay. This time I'll carry all the weight of everything I'll say out loud. This time I'll give you all I got, 'cause it's all I have. This time I'll make all the mistakes and sacrifice myself to the. This time, I'll carry all the weight of everything I'll say out loud. I'll see you soon. Don't rush that butterfly, she never had wings like you.
That is Brendan Lehman here, or Brandon, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I keep wanting to say Brian for some reason.
Fine.
It's because I actually know a Brian Lehman.
Oh, cool.
And I keep thinking very deliberately, not Brian, not Brian.
You can call me whatever you want.
Well, I'm not going to do that. tell me about Swiss Army.
Actually, it's really funny. 3 years ago today, actually, I played my first ever anything of this music. Previously, I had never tried to sing before or write my own lyrics and stuff, so
whoa.
I just started.
Wait, explain that again. You just, so these are new songs?
Yeah, these are new, and I just started singing like lead stuff like this about 3-ish years ago. So it's still fresh, but 3 years today was the first acoustic show I did, and it started as an acoustic project, so I just wrote stuff about family and mental health and, you know, personal things and observational things, and just wrote six songs. I wrote a bunch more songs, but six I ended up then converting into a full band, and I played all the instruments on the record except for drums, and released that last year.
So. Hence Swiss Army. You are the Swiss Army, except for the drummer,
yeah.
Or the Swiss Army knife.
Uh-huh.
What did you play?
So I played guitar, bass. I did all the vocals, made all kinds of weird sounds with other weird instruments and stuff. So really everything except drums. And I'm glad I didn't have to play drums. So.
Well, I'm astonished that you've only been, first of all, singing as a performer for 3 years, because you have a terrific voice.
Thanks.
One thing I noticed immediately from your very first song, it's just has a quality very much its own, and just a clarity that really matches with your songs. The same can be said about your writing, too. What got you? I mean, you were interested in music, I gather, mm-hmm. at Kappa, and mm-hmm. because of your uncle, but what prompted you to start writing songs? And that might not be an easy question to answer or to pinpoint.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know that there's necessarily one moment that there's like a trigger, but I think, you know, writing usually starts with personal stuff, and that was what I knew. So I knew about, you know, I've written about being adopted, and I've written about, you know, moving here from South Carolina, and I've written about my family and stuff like that. So the immediate things that I knew about, I was able to at least translate what was in my head outwards. So I just kept doing that. But I think I always wanted to, you know, I grew up on classic rock and like punk rock. So I always thought the stories that you could tell through also loud guitars and stuff was cool. So I wanted to do it. whether or not I was good at it, I wasn't sure yet, so I had to figure that out.
Are you playing out much at all?
Yeah, yeah. We've since that that full band record came out last year, I put together an actual full band. So we're performing live with four members now, which is incredible. It has its own vibe, which I'm very much a fan of doing both. I really like doing this stuff, acoustic, and I really like playing really loud guitars and stuff. So we've been playing out quite a bit.
Anything coming up soon?
We have a show at Mr. Small's that's actually sold out. We're opening for our friend Frank Turner. He's from the UK. So that's October 1st in the big Mr. Small's theater. And then shortly after that, we're leaving for a tour. We're going to tour down to Florida. We're playing a music festival in Gainesville. So we'll have shows kind of ping pong along the way down there.
Ah, that should be nice. Gainesville's a nice city too.
Yeah.
Have you toured before?
I have, yeah, with other bands. And with Swiss Army, we have like three tours, I think, under our belts going to, you know, upstate New York and Canada we've been to, and mostly in the Northeast and in the Midwest a bit. So we're just trying to keep widening our circles that we're traveling as much as we can.
Brandon Lehman here with us. We'll talk a bit more about his music in a second, but let's hear another song.
Sure, sure. I'm actually going to tune up real quick.
Always appreciate it.
Okay, I should... Oh, there we go. Yeah, we're good. This is actually the first song I ever wrote for this project. It's called Out Here.
I fell asleep in the wilderness, down by the water where I learned to swim. I faced my fears in the middle of the lake years ago. I made my first real friend down by the South Bend. We talked about everything and stole our dad's pocket knives, but we're too afraid to open them up, and it feels like home with slightly fewer broken bones. Till I figured it out, and never really had any doubts. My parents said that I'm just a kid. We built this house you're living in, and well, I said I got everything I need to grow about here. Just leave me alone. And it feels like home with slightly fewer broken bones. You won't believe how fast I fall asleep out here. Out here. In the warm sun saved my life. In the bright sky, watch over me. We faked it till I figured it out, and never really had any doubts. My parents said that I'm just a kid. Well, I'm never coming inside again. When it feels like home with slightly fewer broken bones, you won't believe how fast I fall asleep. When it feels your broken bones. You won't believe how fast I fall asleep. Out here.
Brandon Lehman at the Saturday Light Brigade. And as he was playing, I was looking at his Facebook page, the Swiss Army's Facebook page, which we've linked to, and Swiss Army has a CD too.
Yeah.
And that's I was curious about that. Tell me a little bit about the CD. That would be the full band, right?
It would be, yeah. So that's
well, you were mentioning before, although on this you've played most of the instruments.
On this, the CD that's up there is the guys. I hadn't joined with the guys yet, so it's me and then my friend Eric from LA who played drums. But yeah, I just I worked with my good friend Chris from the band Anti-Flag, and they're affiliated with AF Records, and we sort of connected there and started working on those songs and recording them, and we had no idea what it would sound like full band. So luckily we liked them and they sound really cool.
You were talking about Pittsburgh, you know, pride in Pittsburgh musicians, mm-hmm. and as I was looking at the website and noticed, you know, the Anti-Flag connection, mm-hmm. I didn't make the Pittsburgh connection as I should have with Anti-Flag.
Sure.
And it makes sense. You were mentioning your punk sensibilities growing up. Who did you really like to listen to at that time?
When I was in, even like before high school, I was, you know, really, I loved old Motown because my uncle had played in the Drifters from ages ago. I guess not ages ago, they're technically still around, but so I'd kind of started with Motown and it fused into punk rock, and I started listening to like Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly and some of those kind of Irish folk punk bands.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led to more mainstream stuff, which with like Sum 41 and NOFX and Weezer. And then I really started to gravitate towards that stuff. While also listening to like heavy metal and stuff like that. So I kind of had two modes, whatever I was listening to.
Yeah, it's people's tastes are far more eclectic than pop culture gives credit for.
Yeah,
you know, there are folks who listen to classical jazz, bluegrass, and punk mm-hmm. all on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess it's marketing folks would have us believe otherwise.
Yeah, depends on your mood, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever you're in the mood for, listen to it.
Absolutely. you're a great guitarist, too. Did you
play
as a kid at all, or when did you? I'm still astonished that you've only been singing and writing for 3 years.
Yeah.
Certainly, you've been playing guitar longer, I would think.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of the constant. I guess I remember a time when I wasn't playing guitar, but I started, I think, when I was 8 years old. And you know, I should say my uncle bought me my first guitar when I was 8, and my mom started taking me to lessons, and I didn't practice at all. I hated lessons, and I didn't get it. So I got a guitar then. I really kind of only started focusing, I think, on guitar in high school, honestly.
That happens to a lot of younger people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Piano is the classic. You know, I can remember my mom, who was a great pianist, giving me piano lessons as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I kind of followed along, but it wasn't really a priority. And
right.
then, as with a lot of adults, it's, oh, I wish I had done that when I
was you always think back.
Little.
Yeah.
But if it's not time, it's not time.
It's true. And I think music's sort of difficult because when you're first learning, you have to kind of stay in one place. Like as a kid, you have boundless energy and you have sports and you have, you know, playing with your friends and going outside and all kinds of stuff. And then when it comes time to practice, you have to sit down and sit there for like an hour or something and work on this thing that you're not quite sure how to hold and how to put your hands and stuff. But I think once young kids kind of get if they want to, you know, they don't have to, but once they kind of get accustomed to it and kind of unlock the ability to just play anything that they want, I think it's kind of a cool mind-opening thing.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. Just the notion of having to sit still. That's a challenge.
That's hard. I mean, it's hard for me now. I want to run around this room right now. And I can't.
and to get outside of your... For me, the hardest part of learning music was always getting outside of my own head. Mm-hmm. I've said this before as a drummer. It one day occurred to me, I don't have to say the notes in my head as I'm playing them. Mm-hmm. Because I could only play as fast as I could
say the
mm-hmm. measures and the notes. It's like, wait a minute, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And the same with piano. For me, it was, I could never sight read. It's like, I must master this. And after I mm-hmm. can play it by heart, then I can really enjoy playing it instead. Yeah. And it's hard to reach, and I'm certainly not at a great level, but it's hard to reach just the level of doing that.
Yeah, it takes time, and I'm not a particularly patient person, so it was rough at first. But I do think that being a Kappa and having to do it every day for like the last half of the day for 4 years was the best thing. It helped me out a lot.
Yeah, and you're with a lot of other people that have the same discipline and passion, and not only peers, but adults too.
Yeah, definitely.
At Kappa. Brandon Lehman is his voice you're hearing right now from the band Swiss Army. You can go to his Facebook page. I think that's the best place to go, or Bandcamp.
Yeah, Facebook. It's all kind of connected to that. So just Facebook or Bandcamp or whatever. Swiss Army Music is the tag at the end. So.
Yeah, you can learn more about the Swiss Army album that you can get a hold of. I didn't get a chance. I know there's a physical product. Are downloads available?
Yes. Yeah, you can download from Bandcamp. For sure.
Great. For a moment, as I was looking at the AF website, I saw all these vinyl products, and I was thinking, did you do that? I don't think you did.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. We're working on that for this next record that we're working on.
Small batch vinyl is coming back. It's really something.
I'm so excited about it. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. we certainly we should have time for at least three more songs,
okay,
I think.
Cool.
So what would you like to do next?
I'll do another new one, which is it's kind of sad. It's called this The Day the Sky Came Down. But I think the whole point of me writing a song like that is that it's okay to be sad sometimes and write about sad stuff and talk about it. So sinking in sorrow, and I can't get up. My ankle scratched the carpet, my hand still over my heart. Last night I barely slept, I only stared into your eyes. You told me I felt closer than before to you while we explained our sad histories. I wanna hear everything, so when the next time, if there's a next time, I'll build a fence to trap this moment. Left me in the sorrow, and I can't get up. I tried once every minute for hours, and I'm done. Well, I accept it all except the part where you're gone.
the filaments are ringing out a complicated tune. Dead spiders on my windowsill are stiller than my hand this afternoon. It's easier to just lay quietly, subtly. And I wrote it down. The pen cut through the wooden brick, a metal box out front of your apartment. You left me in the sorrow, and I can't get up. I try once every minute for hours, and I'm done. Will I accept it all? You left me in the sorrow, and I can't get up. I try once every minute, every hour, I'm done. Will I accept it all? I accept it all.
It's Brandon Lehman at the Saturday Light Brigade. As you're listening, I hope you're hearing one thing I am, which is just the texture and structure of Brandon's songs are in themselves really interesting, but they also are different across all the songs, which is really appreciated.
Yeah.
And the stories just very genuine to listen to. That was, you know, sad songs are out there. They're good. A lot of it's funny how sad songs make us feel better sometimes.
It's cathartic. It gets it out and it lets you communicate it maybe in a way that you didn't feel comfortable before.
Yeah. So. I'm always really amazed by what they do. And sometimes you don't even know that they're doing it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Brian's got a sold out show coming up. When is the next time that people can actually plan to hear you in Pittsburgh? I think your tour is going to start before you've got another local gig, right?
Yeah, we actually don't have. So September is kind of a space for us. We've been playing so much and so often that September we kind of need a break to kind of focus a little bit on our full length record that we've wrote already. So we'll have that show at Mr. Smalls. We'll have our tour through the end of October. And then we actually don't have anything booked yet. So
yeah, it's a little early.
So I'm hoping we can get something going soon, November, December, do a holiday show or something.
And it's you and four other people on
three
tour.
Other guys.
Three other guys and one vehicle. Do you have it picked? Do you know what it'll be?
Yeah, we got the van. It's nice because we've been playing long enough that we know what we need, and we know we don't need big amps. We know we don't need those amps that are like all the way up to the ceiling. So we can fit everything we have in a minivan. So we got a minivan, and we travel in that, and it's comfortable. And we tend not to really hate each other by the end of the trip. So.
That's a big secret, from what I understand, or a goal that often is not necessarily met.
I think we're just. We've individually been in our own bands and have toured and stuff before. So we pick up on context clues if somebody's annoyed or something. Like, we know each other's body language, and we know if you don't want to talk to me, I'm just going to shut up and sit here. So it works out well. And I think it's important when you're crammed in a very small space with the same people for a long time.
Yeah, it really is good to know each other and the fact that in this day and age, I think people sometimes think that, or I was mentioning this to somebody the other day, because we're so digital as a world, we kind of think everything can be navigated in that same on off digital way, as opposed to all the nuances and shades of gray that human beings, which last I checked are still analog, or
so
at least
far.
Non-digital.
Yeah, for now.
For all the shades and variations that take place. Sometimes it's actually nice just to be alone or just to be with somebody but not to be actively speaking.
Yeah, so. Existing in the same space and not actively communicating is totally cool and a lot of times preferred. I prefer that a lot of times, so it's a thing.
You're hearing the voice of Brandon Lehman. Swiss Army is the group. We've linked to his Facebook page. I hope you're enjoying the lyrics and the music, because music, as much as I am, you can see a picture of Brandon in our studios at our Facebook page right now. Next week, Molly Alphabet is going to be here at this time. And as always, you can hear past segments by going to neighborhoodvoices.org, where they're archived for you. What would you like to do next?
Let's see. I can do a song from the EP that's out called Carousel. It was, I think, the second song I released. Yeah. Let me make sure I'm in tune here. Yeah, pretty close. Thanks.
Breathing in, you breathe out. I'll ask again once more. How is it that you could be suffering and smiling all the same? I'm really having a time with you, even when you say you're never always right. At least we know that someone is. And I'll close my eyes while it's all coming down and wait for you at the bottom. The carousel is everything you wanted. We're safe and sound with our feet on the ground. And I waited for you like I said. The carousel, where there's never a line, will be our last ride before we say goodbye. Growing up and giving in. Well, you said that's how it goes. Well, I'm not one for playing safe. We'll spin around and around, totally losing our minds to songs that brought us up so life could knock us down. We're safe and sound with our feet on the ground. And I waited for you like I said. The carousel, where there's never a line, will be our last ride before we say goodbye. We're safe and sound with our feet on the ground. And I waited for you like I said. The carousel, where there's never a line, will be our last ride before we say goodbye. We're safe and sound. We're safe and sound. We're safe and sound.
Brandon Lehman at the Saturday Light Brigade. A lot of nice comments coming in from people enjoying your music today. Dan, thank you for checking in. Also, sweet. Craig. And I think we have one more song, yeah. If my counting is right. I always try to keep track. I hope you have a good, well, you're not going on the road for another month
for
or two,
bit, yeah.
2 months. So I still hope you have a good trip, but it's
that.
A little
Thanks.
Premature
okay.
To mention that. And I hope you'll keep writing and, you know, creating more and more songs. With a band, it's got to be tough because getting your schedules all lined up is not the easiest thing to do, I would suspect. And then you clear the time for what should be a great tour. And as I think about it, heading down, you've got it planned perfectly. You'll be heading to the south as the winter weather starts.
Yeah, we did that a little on purpose.
So. Yeah.
Well, it helped having this festival that we're playing, but it all worked out nicely.
That should be great.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is our last chance to talk. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
I don't think so, no. I think I mentioned earlier that we were working on a full-length record now, so we'll have 10 brand-new songs. A couple of these I've been playing are on that, so that should be coming out later. Date is TBA, but just keep in touch.
Sure, you don't want to reveal the date now.
I wish we had a date, but
we have this thing. Some... You give the month, but not the year, you give the year, but not.
I think the year would be 2018.
Okay,
so I know that. I definitely know that.
I've said it before, but what I can tell you is the CDs or vinyl, whatever you have, will arrive on the day of the release party.
Yeah, always.
Okay.
That's always what
probably
happens.
With somebody driving out to the airport or to the plant to pick them up.
I can't wait for that to happen.
We have one more for Brandon Lehman. What do you want to do?
This is a song that will be on the new record. It's called Loved Ones.
Is it the burn of the universe? Is it the calm of the symphony? Are we in tune with the summer curse? Or are we waking up from really bad dreams? Is it the first or the last time? Either a memory or blinking out of past time. Can you feel that? I hope I cast you my rope, a lifeline. In all the ways we exist, this one is the right one. In three dimensions, in some, we are the loved ones. In fortune but blinded under the desert winds, the sand is piling. What happens outside of this? I catch you with a kiss, a landslide. I bought you flowers never watered in any way. I was ashamed, so I prayed for the rain. The sky came down and said, man, look right in front of you. Open your heart, cause she still loves you the same. In all the ways we exist, this one is the right one. In three dimensions, in some, we are the loved ones. You flowers, so ashamed. The sky came down, opened my eyes. I prayed for life, I prayed for rain. A look ahead is still the same. I grew you flowers, I'm not ashamed. The sky is smiling, my eyes are open. I prayed for life, I prayed for rain. I'm looking forward. We are the loved ones. We are the loved ones. We are the loved ones.
Thanks.
Brandon Lehman, thank you for being with us today. And keep in touch and look for him on Facebook as well as Bandcamp, Brandon Lehman and Swiss Army.